It is February 1st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. We lead off with a story from Sarah Rudolph of John Lothian News. The title is Huge Growth in Options Trading Comes to Institutions. The enormous recent growth in options trading has mostly been focused on retail traders, but the use of options has also been growing among 40 Act funds, which are SEC-regulated funds governed by the U.S. Investment Company Act of 1940. These include ETFs, mutual funds, and close-end funds, according to Matt Moran, head of Index Insights at the Cboe Options Institute. He spoke along with three other industry experts in a webinar from the Institute on Wednesday, January 26, and in a separate interview with John Lothian News in advance of the webinar. Many of these funds, including those offered by First Trust, Calamos, and Innovator, are based in or around Chicago, Moran said. They do not include hedge funds, which are somewhat less regulated, and most of these funds use fairly conservative strategies, he added. Many of the new options-based funds use target income or buffer protect strategies. Cboe Global Markets has some benchmark indexes for these strategies, with which fund managers may strive to eliminate 10% of an investor's downside risk. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. On December 20th, the International Financial Law Review published the results of its U.S. dollar LIBOR survey for 2021 and published a story with the headline, Ameribor is the dominant credit-sensitive LIBOR replacement, new survey finds. More than half of the debt market participants surveyed said they require a credit-sensitive rate. 70% prefer Ameribor over alternatives. The AFX decided to pay to have this story released to the public, which it now is and can be found with a link in today's newsletter. The survey itself can be found with a link as well. Eurex launched 40 new equity total return futures yesterday, expanding the Eurex offering in this segment to 290 companies. Essentially, Eurex is swapping a swap for a futures by listing the TRF contracts as an alternative to the OTC total return swaps. NASDAQ was recognized as a best place to work for LGBTQ+ equality for the fourth consecutive year by the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, Foundation, which conducts an annual assessment and report on corporate policies and practices related to LGBTQ+ workplace equality. In the 2022 Corporate Equality Index, CEI from HRC, NASDAQ received a perfect score on HRC's assessment of LGBTQ+ workplace equality. The Federation of Exchanges February edition of Focus is out with the following articles. Saudi Tadawal Group, a successful IPO laying the foundations for future growth. By Khalid Al Hassan, Chief Executive Officer, Saudi Tadawal Group. TMX Group's John McKenzie on making markets better. Borsa Istanbul, a look at the horizon after historic highs in 2021. JPX survey shows companies' response to climate disclosures. Shenzhen Stock Exchange's registration-based IPO system is supporting innovation and development. The World Federation of Exchanges identifies policy levers to encourage SME listings. And finally, market capitalization. There were many images and messages on LinkedIn celebrating the Year of the Tiger, but I liked Hong Kong Exchange's animated video with music the best. Steptoe has a webinar coming up on February 3rd from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, titled What's Happening in the World of Bankruptcy? It features James M. Corlin, Jeffrey M. Reisner, and Joshua R. Taylor. You can find more details with a link in today's newsletter and even register with another link. I like this comment from Josh Sterling, a partner at Jones Day and former CFTC division director. He wrote on LinkedIn about SEC's proposed rules to extend regulations ATS and SCI to treasuries and other government securities markets. Is the SEC trying to pull a fast one on digital asset platforms? Buried in last week's ATS release is a proposal to include communication protocols in a definition that triggers possible exchange or ATS registration. No explanation, no signposting, and a stunningly short comment period. This is not how the best capital markets in the world should be regulated. Like an invoice for your 2022 JLN subscription, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The last day of our sponsored content from Quantpedia. Quantpedia, introduced by Changing Market Strategies. Quantpedia.com, the encyclopedia of algorithmic and quantitative trading strategies, helps analysts, traders, and investors discover and evaluate hundreds of quant and algo trading strategy ideas from academic research spanning tens of thousands of papers with minimal time and effort. We identify the most well-explained, applicable, and innovative ideas, catalog the strategies, performance, risk characteristics, and trading rules, and summarize them in plain language. The result is a continuously updated, curated database of ideas for systematic investment and trading strategies. Users can screen and filter the ideas, examine trading relationships, evaluate out-of-sample backtest results, or review visualized strategy comparisons. Pro subscribers can additionally model custom multi-strategy, multi-asset portfolios. Reports include 20-plus charts and tables with factor regression analysis, risk scenarios, seasonality analysis, tests of alternative weighting schemes, correlation analysis, and more. Quantpedia, introduced by Changing Market Strategies, exclusively for John Lothian newsletter subscribers. Use code quantpedia.com until January 31st. Okay. Until February 1st for a 40% off discount on a 12-month individual pro subscription. For volume discounts on pro enterprise subscriptions and for information about other enterprise services, including alternative data analysis and custom projects, contact Changing Market Strategies. Here's a story from MarketWatch. U.S. lawmakers traded an estimated $355 million worth of stock last year. These were the biggest buyers and sellers. Congress resembled a Wall Street trading desk last year, with lawmakers making an estimated total of $355 million worth of stock trades, buying and selling shares of companies based in the U.S. and around the world. At least 113 lawmakers have disclosed stock transactions that were made in 2021 by themselves or family members, according to a Capital Trades analysis of disclosures and MarketWatch reporting. U.S. lawmakers bought an estimated $180 million worth of stock last year and sold $175 million. My comment, make the lawmakers post them in real time, just like traders do on the app Public. It is very easy. Here's a story from Yahoo Finance. Taxes 2022. The neediest Americans must wait longer for tax refunds. Some of the neediest Americans won't get their tax refund until at least March, no matter how early they file their taxes. The wait comes as many struggle after the monthly child tax credit payments expired. My comment, I must be very needy. I am still awaiting my refunds from 2019 and 2020. Here's a story from Reuters. Pope blesses those everyone loves to hate, tax collectors. Pope Francis on Monday encouraged the people everyone loves to hate, tax collectors, telling them that while they will never win popularity contests, they were vital for the functioning of a fair society. Your work appears to be thankless, he told a delegation from the Agenzia dell'Entrate Italy's revenue agency acknowledging that taxation was often seen as putting your hands in other people's pockets. My comment, part of the problem is that there are not enough tax collectors at the IRS to bless. Here's a story from the New York Times. What we can learn from how the 1918 pandemic ended. Most histories of the 1918 influenza pandemic that killed at least 50 million people worldwide say it ended in the summer of 1919 when a third wave of the respiratory contagion finally subsided. Yet the virus continued to kill. A variant that emerged in 1920 was lethal enough that it should have counted as a fourth wave. In some cities, among them Detroit, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, Missouri, deaths succeeded even those in the second wave, responsible for most of the pandemic's deaths in the United States. This occurred despite the fact that the U.S. population had plenty of natural immunity from the influenza virus after 2 years of several waves of infection and after viral lethality in the third wave had already decreased. My comment, I've already learned that it is very difficult to learn while I have my head stuck firmly in the sand. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Woman said fund told her to cut Goldman Sachs from her resume. Ex-Olympian is suing London fund for sex discrimination. Genesis denies telling ex-partner to remove bank from her CV. An ex-Goldman Sachs Inc. banker said a London fund used the fact that she worked at the storied U.S. investment bank against her, telling her to remove any reference to it on her resume. Sedef Kaktenekturk sued London-based Genesis Investment Management for sex discrimination after she was fired following informal complaints about her management style. She alleged in this suit that the fund applied double standards when it came to the behavior of her and her male colleagues, and that if she were a man, her success and direct approach would have been prized by the firm. Genesis denies the claim and is defending the suit. My comment, I would have sued for sex discrimination too. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday by a lot was The Moral Calculations of a Billionaire from the Washington Post. The story of Leon Cooperman, the son of an immigrant plumber who went on to become a Wall Street trader and hedge fund manager. Second was How to Find and Keep Friends, a Guide for Middle Age from the Wall Street Journal. And third was White House Wants Crypto Rules as a Matter of National Security from Barron's. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Financial Times. U.S. options trading heats up even as speculative stock rally cools. Industry participants see no sign U.S. equities wobble has caused exodus from derivatives bets. Investors are turning to derivatives to make supercharged bets on the U.S. equities markets, highlighting how the pandemic has left a lasting mark on Wall Street even as the rally in speculative shares fizzles. Trading volumes in options, tools that let investors bet on price movements of shares without holding them, have jumped this year in an acceleration of a trend that began in the early days of the pandemic. Another story from the FT. Former witch, boss tapped for interim chair at City Watchdog. Richard Lloyd poised to lead Financial Conduct Authority at time when staff are bridling at strategic overhaul. The UK government has tapped Richard Lloyd, the former witch executive director, as interim chair at the top financial watchdog, a person familiar with the matter said on Monday night. The news comes hours after an undisclosed number of Financial Conduct Authority staff completed their ballot on strike action in protest at proposed changes to pay and work practices under a divisive transformation plan spearheaded by Nikhil Rathi, the chief executive. And finally, from CoinDesk, hackers move $3.55 billion of Bitcoin from 2016 Bitfinex hack. large amounts of Bitcoin stolen from the cryptocurrency exchange Bitfinex 6 years ago were moved by hackers early on Tuesday. So far this morning, 94,643.29 Bitcoins, $3.55 billion, have been moved in 23 transactions from a wallet associated with a threat from Bitfinex in 2016 to a new address. Blockchain analytics firm Elliptic said these originate from a theft suffered from Bitfinex in 2016, the firm added. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.